Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin Sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin Sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin Sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin Sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin Sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin Sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin Sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF Bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Keeneland, racing as it was meant to be, now through April 25th. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By Legacy Ranch, home of California's newest stallion, Forbidden Kingdom. And by HorseBills.com. Enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By the newly renovated OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By Santa Anita. From Seabiscuit to Zenyatta, Santa Anita's where champions compete. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Selections from Southern California and key races around the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And good morning and welcome to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Lindo. I'll be joined by my regular co-host, Bob Ike, in just a minute. We are 1 week out from the Kentucky Derby. Today is entry day. They will enter the Derby field will be decided later this afternoon. It looks like we're going to have 21 horses. And on a Saturday when it's kind of supposed to be the calm before the Derby storm, a lot has already taken place today. So let's get caught up today as far as the Derby news going into the entry period. And Bob Ike, there was a lot happening back at Churchill Downs this morning.
Yeah, good morning, John. Very much so. Final works for a lot of horses. As you said, entry day today. The biggest news is Tappan Street, or Tappan Street, however we're pronouncing it, worked 59-3 today. but then suffered an injury during the work, not life-threatening, but a condylar fracture. So obviously he will not make the Derby. He's out. I think that puts Baeza one step closer, right? He's 21st now on the list, John. Other horses to work today, Burnham Square worked 59-1. American Promise for Wayne Lucas, 59-2. Final Gambit went 101, and Journalism did not work today. The track was sealed back there. They're waiting till tomorrow, but I did see him galloping in some film from back there. Others also that are waiting maybe till tomorrow to work. So a busy day, and, you know, unfortunately, we've talked about it as the lead-up to the Derby. We will see some horses drop out, and unfortunately, Tappan Street is one of those.
Right. One other change in the field shape overnight. Kenny McPeak had said previously that Render Judgment would not be entered in the Kentucky Derby. And then this morning, I guess the ownership kind of persuaded him, let's go ahead and take a shot and run. And he has more Derby qualifying points than Baeza. So with the Tappan Street being out of the race, Render Judgment will enter, and he will actually be the 20th horse into the field, putting Baeza once again on the also eligible list at 21. So at one point it looked like Baeza might get in, then he might not get in, then he might get in, and at this point he will likely need a scratch between today and next Friday, the official scratch time for the Kentucky Derby, if he is going to start. And it's important too, because Bob, you know, if you're not in the original 20 when the post draw is drawn tonight, then all of a sudden if you're on the outside looking in, you know, you're going to have post 20 even if you do get into the race.
Yeah, we saw it though, John, with Rich Strike a few years ago. So it's possible that 21 saddle cloth came rolling in at 80-1, whatever he was that day. So we'll just have to see how it plays out. One more defection would move Baeza in. And John, you know, as far as the post positions, I'm a believer I'd rather be far outside than far inside. You have a long, long run to that first turn. If you're outside in the 20 or 21 post, you're at least avoiding trouble. You may lose some ground on the first turn, but those horses that are inside, they have the problem of everybody moving down as the field breaks and the field kind of moves towards the rail. A lot of times those horses inside get squeezed badly. So I don't mind an outside post in the Derby at all.
Right. Tonight is opening night at Churchill Downs. The first post time for their racing card is 2:00 Pacific time. The Derby draw will be held somewhere around 4 p.m. our time. So they'll run five or six races. They'll do that Derby draw, and we'll have a Derby field set at the end of the evening. So that's the schedule for Churchill Downs today. Again, you had mentioned it was sealed and sloppy to begin the morning. They did harrow the track later in the morning for the second part of the workouts, and they're expecting Fast and Firm for the racing car tonight. So we know how quick that main track dries out at Churchill Downs, and it's already doing its job. Some other news this week, Bob, the Hall of Fame inductees were announced, and the first year on the ballot, Smarty Jones becomes a member of Racing's Hall of Fame. He's the horse that won the first two legs of the Triple Crown in 2004. But to me, you know, a lot of the Southern California people, whether equine and human on the list, did not make the cut, and I found that pretty disappointing.
Yeah, I agree, John. And Smarty Jones, very deserving horse, but, you know, he had never even been on the ballot before. And first time on, he is the only contemporary horse or human to go in. You're talking Southern California connections. We've been a long time pushing for Kona Gold. Trainers like Doug O'Neill, John Sadler, I mean, they definitely have the credentials. So it was surprising that only one contemporary went in. There were a couple pillars of the turf in Ed Bowen and Arthur Hancock III. But I think maybe the Hall of Fame is going to start looking at maybe their nominating process or how it, you know, how the voting works. But you would think two, three people, horses would go in each and every year.
Well, now you get to put on your Siskel and Ebert hat and do a little film review. Netflix had put out their Race for the Crown series this week, and I saw the first couple of episodes. I think you may have seen more than I have. And what do you think so far of this production, Race for the Crown?
Yeah, I've seen the first four episodes. I think it's excellent, John. Netflix does a great job. This is kind of following other – sports that they have done documentaries on. There's one on the PGA golfers called Full Swing. There's also one on the Formula One drivers. I have not seen that one, but I think they do a good job. They're mainly focusing on some of the owners, trainers, and jockeys that are involved. If you're up to episode 4, you're going to notice they got very lucky on the people they followed and got the right results. So I think it's very well done. The filmography is fantastic. And, you know, as a fan of the game, I'm enjoying it. So I hats off to Netflix. It's bringing it to a little bit of, you know, a more mainstream crowd, and I think they do a great job. So I'm enjoying Race for the Crown.
You know, one piece of news that I was glad to see this week, Bob, our longtime handicapping friend, one of the very best ever to do it, Jeff Siegel. You know, he's had some physical ailments this winter, but good news is he'll be back doing some handicapping next week.
Yeah, I call Siegel the GOAT. He's been my mentor in racing, and as we talked about, had some physical issues. Jeff had been doing the morning line, but he's going to come back to work at least in some of the first racing platforms, Express Bet, doing his Santa Anita selection starting next week. Jeff will not be doing the morning line anymore. I think it's just too much of a grind, and he does not want to take chances with his health. But it'll be great to see Jeff's selections and analysis back on First Racing Express Bet, and I'm sure he'll be back involved with some of his video stuff as well. So glad Jeff's feeling better. I've had some contact with him. He says he's feeling better, and he's going stir crazy, John. He wants something to do. Jeff's always been kind of a workaholic, so he is going to get back in action next week, and that's great news.
It is great news. He's as good as I've ever seen handicapping, and we've all learned a lot from him through the years. You wanted to wish a get well to a friend of yours over at the Derby Room, I know.
Yeah, Dave Samarzich, better known as Apache Sam. He's a regular at the Derby Room, also at Santa Anita a lot, has had some health problems. He's currently rehabbing at Casa Colina, and I was in touch with him. His spirits are good, and John, he informed me that he had hit a nice pick 5 at Turf Paradise on Tuesday for about 2,800. So it's hard to keep horse players down. So get well, Dave Samarzich.
They will play no matter what. It's a rain or shine, day or night. It doesn't matter. Best wishes to Dave. I hope he gets back and gets out to the Derby Room again soon. Let's talk a little bit about what we're doing for the Derby, Bob. I mentioned with Jay yesterday, you guys will be over on the northeast side of the Las Vegas Valley. I'm going to be down on the south side. So why don't you promote the seminar you're doing over at the Rampart?
Yeah, Jay, myself, and Dwayne Colucci, who's the race and sportsbook manager at the Rampart, that's in Summerlin. Dwayne and I have done this for probably, close to 8 or 10 years now, and Jay joined us last year, so this will be his second straight year. He brings his Derby expertise of covering 39 live Kentucky Derbies. We'll be in the Cascade Lounge at the Rampart Casino, 6 p.m. on Friday. We go through all the horses, all 20 of them. We'll do the videotapes like we do every year, watch the replays and kind of analyze all the prep races, and we have a lot of fun doing it, John. And I know you and John Hardoon and Ralph Sirocco are going to be at the South Point.
Right. Again, we've been doing that quite a bit at the South Point. We'll be in the Grand View Lounge, which is just to the side of the race book at the South Point. We'll be at the same time, 6 p.m. on Friday after the Kentucky Oaks and the rest of the races at Santa Anita that day. And we'll go horse by horse through the Derby. We'll also go over the undercard, which is going to have a lot of fantastic races, including the American Turf and the Pat Day Mile. You're going to see a lot of familiar horses and jockeys from Southern California out there. So we'll kind of try to come up with some best plays on the undercard and lead you right into that Derby. So a lot going on for us in Nevada next week. Bob, I want to go ahead and get a radio play for you. And Santa Anita has an 11 race card with a 1 o'clock first post time. But right now we're a little bit kind of on hold looking at the weather, right?
Yeah, we're getting some weather. The rain just started here. I live about 3 miles east of Santa Anita. From all the weather reports I've looked at, Santa Anita, the Arcadia area, is supposed to get about a quarter of an inch of rain between now and about 11 or noon. So this is all supposed to hit prior to first post. So the surfaces. Obviously, the turf racing is going to be a question mark. We'll see what Santa Anita does. So make sure you check for any changes in surfaces and scratches coming up. Stay posted. If we have any information, we'll get it to you. But I think that'll probably come in after our show is over, John. And there are a number of good turf races scheduled today. So I'm hoping they can stay on the grass. We'll just have to see what happens. John, I'm going to go to race number three today for my radio play. And this is a really good card. And, you know, after the short break we had, John, these field sizes for yesterday, today, and tomorrow have been fantastic out at Santa Anita. I'm going to go to the third race today, which is a 6-furlong race for restricted claimers. And I like the comebacker in here, number 8, Golden Sunrise, for trainer Andy Mathis. Puts the restricted waiver up on the claim. Can't be claimed out of this race, coming off the layoff away since August 10th. A win that day, an avoided claim. So I like the fact that Mathis is protecting this gelding today. He's very fast early. He's got a chance to shake loose in here. He's a horse that, you know, is really good at 5.5. The 6 furlongs might be stretching him a bit. So I think he's going to get it, though. 9-2 is a square price on a fast horse for a good trainer in here. Third race, number 8, Golden Sunrise, will be my radio play, John. And for my sheet today, I gave out races 7, 9, and 11. All those races are on the turf, so obviously it's going to have a big impact if they come off the lawn today. $140 late pick 5 ticket for me. Very challenging sequence, John.
And as far as me, I'm going to go to Churchill Downs today. It's the opening night of Churchill Downs. I did a Lindo report for both Santa Anita and Churchill Downs. And I want to give a reminder, too, when we were talking about the South Point, phone number to call there for room reservations for everything coming up, including the Derby viewing party next Saturday, 866-780-7223. Ask for Steve Johnson. He's the racebook manager. He'll tell you how to get involved. We will have that Derby seminar at 6. And in the exhibit hall next Saturday, we'll open at 9 o'clock for the Derby viewing party, watching and wagering there. You can play your sports bets up there on the self-serve machines as well. So you can be in action, whether it's sports or horses, in the exhibit hall during the viewing party at the South Point. And I'm going to go to the Churchill Downs, Bob. I'm going to go to the opener right at 2 o'clock our time. And an old California horse that is back out there, that's number 7, Synthesis. He comes out a series of 6-furlong races at Oaklawn Park. He is a much better horse in elongated sprints, 7 furlongs, 1-turn miles, that type of thing. He gets a 1-turn mile tonight at Churchill Downs. He drops in class. You get Ired Ortiz in here. He just looks like he's spotted for action. I think he'll fall into a good stocking trip. And to me, the distance change is the key. So number 7, Synthesis, 7-2 in the morning line, race number 1 at Churchill Downs for me. And Bob, before we take our first break, one other note. Santa Anita recently issued a press release. They were lauding the increased attendance, handle, and increased field sizes. But despite the positive trend, Santa Anita ownership has slashed the marketing budgets. And going forward, they won't be sponsoring our Thoroughbred LA show after today. I want to thank Santa Anita, first of all, for, you know, over 2 decades of sponsoring Thoroughbred LA. And I think our stable of handicappers have done a great job promoting the product at Santa Anita, giving the players reasons to play. I know, you know, you've been involved with the tournaments. You and I have both have put horses on the track for decades. So, we've been very, very involved with Santa Anita. You know, I find the decision, you know, politically correct. I'll just say it's disappointing to me. But we'll continue to do our very best to support the sponsors that we have. And, it just might mean a little bit of a less focus here on Thoroughbred LA on Santa Anita.
Right, John. And as you said, we thank Santa Anita, 20-plus years of sponsorship. We asked a representative from Santa Anita to come on today, but we never got a reply. It is disappointing. I think we do our best, John, to promote racing, their product, and gambling. I think over the years we've tried to be very fair, talking about the positives, but also, you know, bringing up things that we think could be improved. As you said, we have been stakeholders in this sport for a long time in a lot of different areas, and we're horse players. And I just want to thank all of our handicappers that have done selections for Santa Anita over the years. How good they've been, how professional, and what a service it has been to to the listeners. So as you said, John, we're still going to be called Thoroughbred Los Angeles. We'll still talk about Santa Anita when the cards are right and the stakes races are right. But if our handicappers want to go somewhere else, we're not going to tie them to Southern California like we kind of have in the past.
Exactly. Well, let's go ahead and take our first break. When we come back, we're going to bring in Bruce Finkelstein and Scott Shapiro. We'll talk about what they're going to have available next week for the Oaks and Derby cards at Churchill Downs. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA right here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Radio.
AM 830.
From the breeding shed to the winner's circle, Legacy Ranch prepares your young horses the right way to maximize your success. Located in Clements, California, the 145 acres of Legacy Ranch provides large pastures and grass paddocks. New to the Legacy Ranch Stallion roster for 2025 is the brilliant Forbidden Kingdom, winner of the San Felipe Stakes at Santa Anita. Fast, classy, and precocious, Forbidden Kingdom is a great opportunity at the introductory stud fee of just $5,000. Don't forget to check out perennial California leading sire Clubhouse Ride and Lightning Fast Straight Fire 2. For more information or to schedule a visit to Legacy Ranch, call Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 or log on to LegacyRanchInc.com. Don't get left at the gate. Be part of the winning team at Legacy Ranch.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
Now more than ever, it pays to own a cowbred. The bonus for registered cowbreds or cow-sired horses winning maiden special weight races in restricted and open company is $15,000 at Santa Anita and Del Mar. The bonus is $10,000 for similar races at Los Alamitos and in Northern California. Have a foal by an out-of-state stallion? Make that foal a cowbred by breeding your mare back to a California stallion. It's that easy. Lucrative Breeders and Owners Awards are available for winning qualifying races in California. Take advantage of all the CTBA incentive programs to maximize your California racing earning power. For more information, contact CTBA at 626-445-7800 or log on to ctba.com. That's ctba.com.
Fans, our Hollywood meet is in full flight as we mark 90 years of racing excellence. Today's feature race is the Grade 3 Royal Heroine. I'm looking forward to betting on Tirupati in that race, and I'm also looking forward to watching the spectacular Eagles Flight square off against Miramati in Race 4. That's a race you don't want to miss. And as usual, I'm looking forward to our great wagering menu that includes the traditional $2 pick 6, along with low 15% takeout bets like the $3 late pick 3, the $3 all turf pick 3, our great pick 5s, and a $5 late daily double. First post today will be 1 p.m. with 11 big races lined up. And it's not too early to get lined up for your big day at Santa Anita Park for the biggest derby party west of Kentucky. We still have great packages available, including a couple that come with a journalism t-shirt. You definitely want that collector's item. First post on Saturday, May 3rd, is going to be 12:30 p.m. with gates opening 30 minutes before the first race at Churchill Downs. You can get all the details at santanita.com. Welcome back to our Hollywood meet here at Santa Anita Park.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
And welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Linda with Bob Ike. And Bob, it's time for our cowbred of the week, and this one wasn't on the racetrack. It went through the sales ring.
Yeah, down at the OBS sale in Florida last week, it's a cowbred son of Maxfield out of the Sky Mesa mare Gidget Girl. Brought $100,000 at the OBS April two-year-old sale and training last Friday at Ocala. He's a half-brother to multiple stakes winner Straight Up G. This one breezed a quarter of a mile in 21-4 at the sale and was purchased by Ammerman Racing. So that's our cowbred of the week today. John, also a word about Legacy Ranch. They've got Forbidden Kingdom standing up there for the 2025 breeding season. $5,000 introductory stud fee up at Legacy Ranch. So get a hold of Kerry Knight. His number is 510-928-4980.
And don't forget about Clubhouse Riot up there at Legacy Ranch, too. He had two maiden special weight winners yesterday at Santa Anita. So the Legacy Ranch Stallion's off and running for this breeding season. Let's bring in Bruce Finkelstein now from BetOnBruce.com. Bruce, good morning. How you doing?
Good morning, John. Good morning, Bob. How's it going, fellas?
Doing great. Listen, I know you do a lot of work around the country, and it's opening night tonight at Churchill Downs. I wanted you to take a look at their feature race tonight. That's the Rock Solana Stakes. That'll go at race number 9. It'll be about 6:40 our time, so it's a field of 8. I don't have the scratches yet, but and we do have some California representation in there. The 5-2 morning line favorite is Sandy Bottom from the Michael McCarthy stable.
She's a horse to catch, and she is my second choice in the race. I think it really boils down to, does she get a soft enough trip on the lead to be effective here? And that's questionable. There's not a tremendous amount of speed, but there are others that maybe could vie against her. Girls Weekend is one of them. So we'll just make her our second choice here. I like a horse that suddenly has just gotten good, kind of out of nowhere, and that's Harbor Springs. If you go back and watch her last race at Churchill, you got to love her. I mean, she was powerful. She made a wide, extended run and overpowered a field, winning by daylight. And then she showed that was no fluke at Fairgrounds, came right back, ran even a better figure, sitting just off the leaders. Based off of those races and based off of her big win over the track, I give her the nod. I think it's the two favorites, but I do prefer the 6, Harbor Springs, with the 2, Sandy Bottom.
Well, before we start and try and work out some selections from you, what are you going to have for Oaks and Derby days, and when will that information be available?
Full card for both days, first of all, for Oaks and Derby. Love the undercard. That's where the hidden profits are for those 2 days. So it'll be available for the Oaks, which is on Friday, available at the latest at 6 o'clock Thursday. You can check the website to see if it's on yet. You can't buy it by mistake, so don't worry about it. But at the latest 6 o'clock, I would check 2, 3 o'clock, though. Same idea for Saturday Derby Day, available at the latest at 6 p.m., but check earlier if you want a head start. And obviously, those selections will be available, you know, the day before and the day of for both days.
Bob Ike, what do you have for Bruce Finkelstein?
Hey, Bruce, good morning. I know you're covering multiple tracks right now. Where do you want to go for your race first radio play?
Well, let's go to Churchill Downs. We have a late pick 5, and it is very late, actually, when you talk about late. This is 5:04 our time, 8:04 Churchill Downs Eastern time. This is a maiden claimer, the 6th race, the maiden 50. I think there's a horse that could be a standout here. I might take a stab and single the number 10 horse, Sinister Smile. You know, when you look back at this horse, the one time this horse sprinted on the dirt, I mean, you take a look who it ran against, Barnes. It had the misfortune of running up against a very good 2-year-old at the time and obviously 3-year-old. He was a well-beaten 3rd. He's come back and run well enough in a couple of starts, both at Turfway Park. He kind of threw in the towel going a mile. Those are all straight maiden races. He's turning back in distance today. I like that move. How about the magical drop in class from straight maidens in for 50, the route to sprint angle, which should put a little more bottom into him. So I think under these conditions, he's kind of a standout. Race 6, I like the 10. Sinister Smile, he's listed at 7-2 on the morning line.
That's race 6 tonight at Churchill Downs, number 10, Sinister Smile, 7-2 on the program for Bruce Finkelstein. And Bruce, did you want to come out to Santa Anita, or did you want to go to another track?
Anita, but this is with a caveat. I didn't realize we might come off the grass today in the 11th race. This would be a grass-only play, period. If not, we'll pass on the race entirely. But in the last race, I really like the 10, Have Patience. And really what it boils down to is her comeback race under these conditions beats this field. I mean, she was a super game 2nd, beating the nose. And then they tried her on the dirt, going a mile. She didn't run terribly in those races, but by far her best race was the 6-furlong turf race. She's had 3 races on the comeback trail. She should be ultra fit here. She's an older horse facing a lot of 3-year-olds, which is also an advantage. So turf only, 11th race, the 10, have patience listed at 7-2 on the morning.
11th and final today at Santa Anita. Number 10, have patience. I wrote right over the number there. 7-2, that's for Bruce Finkelstein. You can get all the selections from Bruce at betonbruce.com. Bruce, we'll let you get going. Enjoy the day, and we will talk to you on Derby Day next Saturday.
Looking forward to it, guys. Take care.
That was Bruce Finkelstein from betonbruce.com. Let's head out and catch Scott Shapiro, who does some work for ExpressBet and DRF. And, Scott, you have something called the Shappy Hour that we haven't covered on Thoroughbred LA. Let's let our listeners know what that is and when the folks can tune in.
Good morning, guys. Happy almost Derby week to you both. And, yeah, I mean, it's really a Shappy Hour is really just kind of a branding of the spaces I've done for a year now. The early Saturday morning space is very early, unfortunately, for folks out in Southern California, usually 9 a.m. Eastern, but I do record them, so they will be available. So not necessarily new content, just wanted to kind of give it a name, give it a purpose, if you will.
And, Scott, what do you got planned as far as what content are you producing for ExpressBet or DRF for the Oaks and for the Derby?
Yeah, just kind of mostly just going to be a normal week. I'll be doing a number of articles and whatnot, you know, on horizontals on Churchill. I'll have my spaces next weekend, or Shappy Hour, if you will. I'll be on the podcast filling in for Jeff Siegel again with Jeremy Plonk on the first bet, as well as doing my Horse Sense podcast. So just kind of just all Derby week, but with mostly the same content.
Well, Scott, you gave us a winner last week, Tennessee Lamb in the Ben Alley Stakes at Keeneland. And I know Mr. Eicher over there wants to get some information from you. So, Bob, why don't you weasel out a pick here from Scott?
Well, I really like the name Shapper. I like Shappy Hour, but the hour is a bit early to have a cocktail, I assume. So.
Well, not if you haven't gone to sleep yet.
That's true.
I can't even get you on, let alone to have a drink with you. Still,
yeah, exactly. Hey, Shapper, just the schedule at Churchill for the first week is a little bit unusual. They open tonight, and then there's racing Tuesday through Saturday of next week, Derby Day. Is that correct? And then they take Sunday off.
Yeah, that's the way it works. They take tomorrow off as well, so it's back-to-back Sundays off. Saturday tonight is one of the night cards, traditional 5 p.m. start. There'll be a couple other Saturday night cards. But, yes, that's this week. It starts Tuesday, and then it's, you know, basically the same other than the early post Friday and Saturday for Derby and Oaks all the way through. And then they get to their normal racing schedule, which includes like a twilight Thursday, which is kind of a mid-afternoon start for y'all out there.
And John mentioned you gave us Tennessee Lamb last Saturday, $9.74. I assume you're going to go to Churchill for your radio play today?
I am, and I guess I'm going to go mano-a-mano with a standout from Bruce Finkelstein. We'll see how it goes. Maybe we can give an exact. But I'm going to go to the same race, number 6, Maiden 50 Claimers for three-year-olds and up 6.5 furlongs. You know, it's very rare that I like a horse that has the most starts, most experience in a maiden race. But that's the case here with number 3, Holster, who seems to be finding its footing back on the dirt now and dropping into these high-level maiden claimers. I thought he ran very well, 2 back to finish 3rd at Oakland, went down on a bad rail battling. And then I thought he ran well again, trying hard to the wire at 17-1 at Keeneland against a little better. Number 3, Holster should be forwardly placed at 9-2 under Gabe Saez, so we'll go with him. Number 3, Holster, in race 6 at Churchill Downs.
So that's race 6, number 3, Holster, for Scott Shapiro. Scott, we'll be watching your content throughout the week and looking for updates, what's happening out there at Churchill Downs. Have a good week, and we will talk to you Derby Day.
Thanks, guys. Looking forward to that, and best of luck this afternoon.
That was Scott Shapiro from Daily Racing Form and ExpressBet. Bob, before we go to our next break, let's update what time some of our satellite wagering facilities will be open this week for the Oaks and Derby days. Why don't you start with the Derby Room?
Yeah, the Derby Room was in contact with Brandon. He let me know the times. So on Friday, that's the Oaks Day card at Churchill, 9 a.m. opening at the Derby Room. And then on Saturday, Derby Day, 8 a.m. So they'll be open plenty early. And as we know, the races start early back there. They're long days. So get out there early, get settled in, have your breakfast, and enjoy both the racing from Churchill and Southern California.
Yeah, over at Los Alamitos, Burgarch will open at 7:30 on Friday for the simulcasting, and then the Vessels Room and the Grandstand will open at 9. Next Saturday, Los Alamitos opens all gates at 7 in the morning, so they'll be all set for the simulcasting. If you're going down to the OC Tavern in San Clemente, the normal open times are in effect, 9:30 a.m. for Oaks Friday and Derby Saturday. And I didn't get a report from the paddock on 5th at the Gaslamp Tavern. If I get that or when I get that, I'll put that out via Twitter so we can make sure that you guys know when they open there. Let's go ahead and take our next break. When we come back, we'll talk to John Harduna of the Rags and Sheets and touch base with Toby Callett. He's got some news for us as well. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA right here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin Sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin Sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin Sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin Sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin Sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin Sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin Sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borba when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon. From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Exciting nighttime weekend action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of quarter horse and thoroughbred racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars. We'll have great racing action on Saturday and Sunday night. The Saturday night feature is the Kauai Bar Handicap with the multiple stakes winner Cattail Cove among the likely starters. And make your plans to join us at the Grade 2 Robert Adair Kindergarten Final on Sunday, May 11th. Plus, night racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. The early pick four pool is often over $200,000. Remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. We're all about the horse players. And racing fans, Los Alamitos is open daily for the best of the simulcast action from around the country, including the biggest race of them all, the Kentucky Derby on Saturday, May 3rd. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgard Sports Bar. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Angels Radio,
AM 830.
And welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm John Linda with Bob Ike. And Bob, in addition to all the other things that Daily Racing Form does, they have a special Kentucky Derby packages, including clocker reports, selections, the PPs, and everything else that goes along with the Derby information. Go to DRF.com for that information. And you wanted to promote what we have become very loyal followers of, and that's DRF Formulator.
Yeah, for sure, John. Bet with confidence when you use the new daily racing form. All access past performances, one of the best in-class products. You can now get all three PP formats, including DRF Classic, Formulator, John, which you and I use on a daily basis, and Timeform US, and I like their pace figures in there as well. Access the most trusted information in horse racing with DRF All Access PPs. Go to DRF.com and try them out today. And, John, one other note, they are listing run-up distances to the starting gate, and that's available on Formulator as well. That's valuable information.
Absolutely. What they've done with that product, being able to watch PPs, the past performances, the breeding, the replays, that is an all-inclusive way to do your handicapping. Well, Bob, let's bring in John Hardoon from the Ragus and Sheets. John, been an interesting morning, and you know, you're based in New York, and what was an outstanding card at Aqueduct, apparently the rain gods have decided, well, the heck with that, huh?
Yeah, good morning, first of all, guys. I hope you're doing well. The races are all off the grass at New York, with the exception of the sixth race, which is the stakes race. It's the Woodhaven, and there are no late scratches. So that race stays intact, and that's actually a pretty good betting race. That's going to be the first of my two radio plays. And I like the number four horse in here, Revolutionary. This is a three-year-old colt, one start in this country at Tampa for trainer Christopher Clements. We sent a lot of horses there over the winter, and they've all run well and have come out of there and run even better. This horse is listed at 5-1 on the morning line. Dylan Davis aboard to ride. I like number four, Revolutionary, to win today's sixth race out at Aqueduct.
So that's number four, Revolutionaire. Let's see, 5-1 on the program, race number six at Aqueduct. And, John, before we get the other play, wanted to find out from you what you're going to have available for Oaks and Derby Day. And, again, when will your products be available?
Okay, so everything will be available Wednesday morning, actually, because I fly out back to Vegas to see you, so I'm going to get everything online before I leave. And both Friday and Saturday's full cards will be available Wednesday morning about 9 o'clock East Coast time, so you'll be able to get it if you want it early.
Bob Ike, why don't you try and find another selection out of John Hardoon for us?
Yeah, John, we already got one from Aqueduct. Where do you want to go for your second radio play?
Well, let's go to Santa Anita, look at race number 8. It's 6 furlongs on the main track. It's a $10,000 claiming event. It's a full field of 11, and I like the number 4 horse in here, Twilight Empire. This is an 8-year-old mare who gets a barn switch today, goes first time for trainer Liberato Baracchio. Kyle Frey rides 8-1 on the morning line. This horse has raced 2 starts back. If she runs that race, she's going to win this race and win it easily. Again, the price is right. I like number 4, Twilight Empire, to upset and win today's 8th race out of Santa Anita.
That's the 8th race today at Santa Anita, number 4, Twilight Empire. And, John, let's go ahead and give out the website and what you have available today.
JONHARDOON.com, free best plays, $10, full card, $25. Today we have Santa Anita, Aqueduct, Oaklawn, and Churchill Downs opening night card.
And before I let you go, you know, you were the one that sent me the note about Tappan Street, and sorry to hear about that. I know you're tied into the Brad Cox stable. They've got to be really, really sad.
Yeah, they're totally devastated. I mean, the good news is that the horse is going to live to fight another day. But, you know, with 2 days out before, or actually the morning before they're going to draw it, they had high hopes and obviously very disappointing. And unfortunately, that's the nature of the game. You know, things go bad in a hurry in this game, and that's just what happened to them.
Well, I'm glad the horse will be okay and be around for another day. And, John, thanks so much for doing that. We will talk to you, and I'll see you next week in person. I'm looking forward to that.
Me too. Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
That was John Hardoon from the Ragus and Sheets. Let's head down to South Florida now and bring in Toby Callett from TobyCallett.com. Toby, good morning. How you doing?
I'm well, John. How about you?
Good, good. You have some information for the listeners and your loyal followers throughout all these years at TobyCallett.com. I know you're going to do Gulfstream today, but why don't you give us the update on what your product is going to be doing?
Okay, well, effective tomorrow, I'll no longer be producing any key plays for any racetracks at any time. So that's either bad news for some, maybe good news for others. The good news, I hope, and maybe in some cases the bad news, is I'll still be on the show on a regular basis. I'll be skipping certain weeks. Next week, I've already asked you to take a pass with me. But I still plan to come on. It may be Gulfstream. It may be somewhere else where we're looking for plays. But my respect level and desire to, with you guys, you and Bob and Jay, John Hardoon, Bruce Finkelstein, Bob Mazursky, some of the sharpest and hardest working guys in the game, and I consider myself lucky and fortunate to have been involved with you guys all these years. You and I go back to Sam Houston when they first opened, doing seminars there on a Friday night, Hollywood and Hialeah, two places that no longer exist. So we have some history, and it's just time. There's nothing bad about it. There's nothing good about it. It's time for me to eliminate that part. I'm still going to do my groundwork and charting and timing that I've been doing for years. And John Hardoon, I'm sure, is quite familiar with all of the stuff that we do here. So I'm happy about that and happy to be participating with you guys. And I'm still going to be a horse player. I played yesterday. I'll play today. I'll play next week. I'll probably play until I can't play anymore.
Well, Toby, you've done fantastic work for decades, and I'm glad to know you. You always have a forum here on Thoroughbred LA. You've always taken care of our customers, and I'm glad that you're not just completely walking out, but you're going to still have a hand in the game. So we'll be glad to listen to whatever you have. So, Bob Ike, why don't you get another play from Toby while we can here?
Yeah, Toby, and I just want to congratulate you on a great career as a public handicapper. I did my term for about 30 years in the newspapers. I know it can be somewhat of a grind at times. It can be very rewarding, and you, my friend, have done a great job, and we are very happy that you'll continue on with us on the radio.
Well, I appreciate that, and before I forget, I'll be there with you guys at Del Mar as long as I'm still breathing the first 2 days of the meet when Del Mar opens this summer. So. I'm looking forward to reappearing in Southern California at Del Mar. Of course, a couple of years ago, I saw you guys when I went to Santa Anita. So it'll be nice to return to Del Mar and spend some time in person.
Looking forward to that, Toby. And let's get your swan song public handicapper pick at least for us for radio today.
Okay, it'll be the ninth race today at Gulfstream. We're fast and firm. And it's the Monroe Stakes, a mile and a 16th on the grass. Phillies and mares, three and up. I like the Christophe Clement uncoupled entry. That's the 7 breath away with Paco Lopez aboard. The main rival is the 9 Ozara with Emicio Jaramillo on board. Behind them, I'm looking at the 6 Life's Inaudible and the 2 Di Regresso to make an improved performance today. 7-9-6-2, how do you do? And today's 9th at Gulfstream Park.
So, 9th race today at Gulfstream, number 7, Breath Away, 2-1 on the program, is the key for Toby to take down all the exotics, and that's, again, the 9th at Gulfstream. You can pick up Toby's selections today and tomorrow at TobyCallett.com, but you better hurry, because that's it. So, Toby, best of luck. Thanks for everything you've done for us through all the years, and better yet, we'll be glad to see you this summer at Del Mar.
Thank you, Jonathan. Thank you, Bob. Appreciate it.
That was Toby Kellett from TobyKellett.com. Bob, let's go ahead and take our final break. When we come back, we'll talk to Michael Rono. They've got a nice handicap race tonight at Los Alamitos. We'll get some updates from him and find out who did well in those kindergarten trials last weekend, too. You're listening to Thoroughbred LA right here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels Radio app.
Radio.
AM 830.
Fans, our Hollywood meet is in full flight as we mark 90 years of racing excellence. Today's feature race is the Grade 3 Royal Heroine. I'm looking forward to betting on Turapati in that race, and I'm also looking forward to watching the spectacular Eagles Flight square off against Miramati in Race 4. That's a race you don't want to miss. And as usual, I'm looking forward to our great wagering menu that includes the traditional $2 pick 6, along with low 15% takeout bets like the $3 late pick 3, the $3 all-turf pick 3, our great pick 5s, and a $5 late daily double. First post today will be 1 p.m. with 11 big races lined up. And it's not too early to get lined up for your big day at Santa Anita Park for the biggest derby party west of Kentucky. We still have great packages available, including a couple that come with a journalism t-shirt. You definitely want that collector's item. First post on Saturday, May 3rd, is going to be 12:30 p.m. with gates opening 30 minutes before the first race at Churchill Downs. You can get all the details at santanita.com. Welcome back to our Hollywood meet here at Santa Anita Park.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern. Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events, never miss a big race, and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Developed by Horsemen, Horsebills.com is a cost-effective, time-saving, environment-friendly, paperless revolution of how equine industries bill and receive payments. Vendors are able to generate electronic invoices for each horse, whose owners can pay through the same website with just one click. Say goodbye to stacks of invoices, handwritten checks, and postage costs. Easy accounting for all parties with the highest online security measures. Get started free at Horsebills.com. Simply register with your name and email address. Free to sign up. No subscription fees to vendors until the first invoice is sent. For owners, you get a free account, comprehensive dashboard with information on all horses owned and billing records, ACH and credit card payment options. For vendors, generate invoices efficiently and receive payments quickly from both owners and other vendors. Syndicate and partnership managers get flexible billing and payment options to both vendors and syndicate members. For more info, call 888-938-4643, 888-938-4643, or log on to horsebills.com. That's horsebills.com.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome to the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Before we bring in Michael Rohner from Los Alamitos, a couple of notes. Bob, one thing that caught my eye, Churchill Downs is pausing their $1 billion renovation schedule at Churchill Downs. They're citing the increasing surrounding costs around tariffs as for the reason not knowing what it's going to cost to do the entire project. They're putting this $1 billion renovation on hold. And the other part, we've been covering that Florida decoupling bill, and you have some an update on what happened this week.
So as expected, that bill did pass the Florida House of Representatives. That was not an upset there, but representatives that are, advocating against this decoupling bill are expecting that it will be a tougher battle in the Senate, at least to get it through. And there's the veto hanging over it because Ron DeSantis spoke to many of the racing people at that OBS sale, said he was not in favor of it and indicated that he could very well veto it, even if it did pass the Senate. So still a lot of hope there. Good advocacy from Damon Thayer and his group and Mike Rapoli. They got the governor involved and have fought that hard. And let's hope that decoupling bill goes down one way or the other.
Right, it's gone through a lot of stages already, so it's getting to be crunch time as far as that Florida racing bill is concerned. Well, let's head out to Los Alamitos, check in with Michael Rona. Michael, good morning. How you doing?
Hello there, John. I'm well, thanks, mate.
Good. You got a good race tonight. The Kaweah Bar Handicap, one of my favorite horses, Cattail Cove, is back in action, but it's a deep field. It goes as the 10th race on tonight's card.
Yes, Kaweah Bar holds the record jointly with Charger Bar for most stakes wins at Los Alamitos. They each have 18 wins, and coincidentally, they each have the word bar in their name. They were before my time, but I think I would have been a fan of both. 350 yards for these horses tonight, grade three, and a full gate with 10 going postward. And Cattail Cove is the second choice on the morning line at 2-1, breaks from gate nine. He is an 8-year-old in top form. He's reeled off three straight wins, the first time in his 53-start career that he has a winning hat trick. And he's just been a marvelous performer over so many seasons. He's incredibly popular, and he's very sharp at the moment for trainer Juan Alleman. The favorite is number four, Stanley Cartel, who's won 7 of 8. Last seen taking the Grade 2 Southern California Derby in December. This is his first start against Elders off a somewhat questionable work tab. And I think he's an underlay. I think he's a risk. I think there's some value to be had with a few other horses. Numbers 7, 8, and 10 are all playable, in my opinion. Edberg Verde, Kevin Wise Corona, Price Fixer. They're at 12-1, 5-1, and 12-1, respectively. And I'd be including all of them in my wagering strategy.
Well, Michael, we covered the simulcasting times for Friday and Saturday for Oaks and Derby days. So, Bob, why don't you get what time we're kicking off tonight? And let's get a radio play from Michael as well.
Yeah, Michael, good morning. What time do you guys kick off tonight? And as John said, we got to get a radio play. Let's get the streak going.
First post, 6:45 tonight, Bob. The program is replete with juvenile races. So many two-year-olds debuting this weekend, and they require a race before being able to contest the trials to the Edberg Million Futurity, which is in 4 weeks. That's where you're going to see a lot of these horses this weekend coming back. Some very expensive, beautifully bred, talented horses to be keeping an eye on across the juvenile races, both tonight and tomorrow night. But for a radio play, I'm going round the turn to a 1,000-yard condition-claiming event race, 3 on tonight's program. Number 3, Gypsy Lynn, had an awful trip last time out, was fairly close early, but shuffled back in bunched field-type quarters on the back stretch, lost position, ended up at the tail of the field and wide. Flew home. That was in an 870-yard race. Huge gallop out. She won her last 1,000-yard race in quicker time than either of the favorites' wins at that distance, the favorite being number 4, You're in Trouble. She's the second pick on the morning line, Gypsy Lynn, 3-1. I think she's got a good shot. Race 3, number 3.
Race 3, number 3, Gypsy Lynn, in the third race tonight at Los Alamitos. We got to run, Michael. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you next week.
Good on you. Thanks, John. Hooroo.
Bob, thanks for co-hosting with me. We've got Angels baseball at 11 o'clock against Minnesota. Tomorrow you got Mike Willman here from 8 to 10 a.m. Thanks so much for listening to Thoroughbred LA. We will talk to you Derby Day next Saturday. Best of luck, everybody.